Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I can't believe what I heard today on Undisputed. And it wasn't something that came out of the mouth of Skip Bayless.
What?
Nor was it something that came out of the mouth of Shannon Sharpe.
What?
But it was something that came out of the mouth of my very own partner and co-host, Rob Parker. What in the world are you thinking?
This contract and this deal is an indictment of Dak Prescott. That's why Ezekiel Elliott has this contract. This is a quarterback league, Skip Bayless. This ain't about a running back. The last running back who led the league and won a Super Bowl played with this man back in 1998. This is what Jerry Jones is scared to death. We saw Patrick Mahomes, lose Kareem Hunt, who was the leading rusher his rookie year, right?
Yeah.
Lost him, still got to the AFC Championship game, and still had a chance. The Cowboys and Jerry Jones knows Dak Prescott is a third-tier quarterback, isn't good enough to lead the team. Can't go it with Pollard and just put any running back in there. This team is geared for Ezekiel Elliott. He's the most important player, and this is why he got the deal. Most teams with a star quarterback would have been able to say, you know what? We'll come back to you later.
You heard me, Chris Broussard. It is for flamethrower. I came in the Undisputed loaded for Bear and loaded for Skip Bayless and loaded for Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, he helped Ezekiel get that deal. They were petrified to start the season. They had no confidence in Dak Prescott to play the lowly Giants, the lowly Redskins, and the lowly Miami Dolphins. They were shaking in their boots. They were like, oh my God, we can't have Dak Prescott a chance that he's going to lose a game against those three also-rans. So they went out. They told everybody they weren't going to reset the market. They weren't going to give him Todd Gurley money. They said that they were going to play this kid Pollard, who ran the football in the preseason. And then you know what happened? Jerry wilted like in the Texas sun. He melted down. He caved. Jerry caved. Jerry had no choice. He didn't believe in Dak Prescott. He said, bring me Zeke. I'll make him the highest paid running back in the history of the world.
Are you happy with yourself?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Are you happy with yourself? The one thing I agree with what you said is you did go in there with a load. A load of. That's right. A load of ish is what you went in there with. Are you kidding me, Rob Parker? Look, they are a team. Ezekiel Elliott is their best player. Ezekiel Elliott is the cog that the offense is built around. Nobody's denying that. But to say that they don't believe in Dak Prescott because they paid Ezekiel Elliott, that's absolutely ludicrous. That is the most ridiculous take I've heard in a long time.
Chris,
ridiculous.
You were the one who said, I would let Ezekiel Elliott sit out the first couple games, see if they could win without him. And then, you know, he'd have to come crawling back to Jerry. They weren't willing to do that because that's why they don't believe in
Dak
Prescott.
That doesn't mean they don't believe in Dak Prescott. They know that they need Zeke to win the Super Bowl or at least to have their best shot of getting there.
You're telling me that two games? Two games would make a difference?
How many games it would have been? You know, it could have been four, could have been 10 or nine, or, you know, I mean, we don't know. Here's the deal. Where I'm hearing you is saying that in today's NFL, because it's a running or a passing league, if you have a great quarterback, you don't need a great running back. And you won't pay a great running back. That's what it sounds like you're saying. And because they did pay Ezekiel Elliott, that means they know they don't have a great quarterback. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I'm telling you that the reason that they rushed to get this deal done, rather than making Ezekiel Elliott sweat it out and trying to win those easy games without him, and then they would have been in the driver's seat if they believed Dak Prescott was that guy.
Why?
They would have saved him a lot of money.
You said they couldn't make the playoffs without Ezekiel Elliott.
I'm not knocking him. I'm just talking about it tells you about Dak Prescott. Yes, that the difference is, and I brought it up, when Patrick Mahomes lost Kareem Hunt, they didn't panic. They didn't think like the season was over. He still got them within a Tom Brady pick of going on all sides.
Well, first of all, Pat Mahomes is better than Dak Prescott.
We all know that.
Nobody's going to deny that.
My point is,
secondly, they had more weapons besides Kareem Hunt.
They lost the leading rushing back.
They're not even missing. They actually got more weapons now than they had last year with Kareem Hunt. They still had Tyreek Hill. They still had Travis Kelce. Their backup running backs were solid. I mean, that's a weak comparison. And here's the deal. This is why this is proof that you're so wrong. Historically, John Elway, one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen, never won a Super Bowl without who? Terrell Davis. As great as Elway was, he needed a great running back.
Those, what are you talking about, ancient times?
Hold on,
1998, this is a quarterback league.
Listen to your little spiel. I'm about to give you the business.
You're going back with the Wayback Machine. What are you talking about?
Business. When Emmitt Smith got paid by the Dallas Cowboys, did that mean Troy Aikman couldn't play? Did that mean they didn't think Troy Aikman was a good quarterback? No. And I know
you can't equate the two, Chris.
Oh, it's a different.
You know what the difference is?
Okay, I'm about to go modern day on you.
No, but the difference with Troy Aikman is that they had already won a championship with Troy Aikman. They haven't won a championship with Ezekiel with Dak Prescott.
You can't put. Troy was that guy. They wouldn't have needed him.
But you can't put. No,
your logic.
No, but they had already won a championship with that team intact.
Let's go modern day. Todd Gurley, he's the one that set the market last year. 4 years, $60 million. Does that mean the Rams didn't believe in Jared Goff because they paid Todd Gurley, made him the highest paid running back in the league? How about your boy L. Bell, Le'Veon Bell with the Jets? The fact that they paid him, does that mean they don't believe in Sam Darnold?
No, but the difference
is... Wonder Boy?
No,
what are you talking about?
But the difference is...
How about Devontae Freeman in Atlanta?
No, no.
He was at one point the highest paid running back in the league.
Chris.
Did they not believe in Matt Ryan,
what you're
who got him to a Super Bowl?
But you're looking at it totally different from the standpoint that the Cowboys, if ever, could have been without Ezekiel Elliott was the first three games against Cupcakes. They were afraid to go up against Cupcakes without him. Now, if you told me we're not going to pay you, and we're going to let Dak win these three games, and then you'll come on your hands and knees and beg to get a contract from the Cowboys. They couldn't do it because they know Dak Prescott
really?
Is a third-tier quarterback,
so where
and they
Aaron
were afraid
Rodgers,
to death.
Where did Aaron Rodgers lead
Stop.
Green Bay last year?
Stop.
I'm serious.
You're not talking about that. He
no,
already won two MVPs, and he's won
Aaron
a championship. Come on, we're not talking about
that.
They were 6-9. That's a bad argument. You're talking about
no,
Dak Prescott,
who's ranked
a third-tier quarterback by most in the league.
He is a third-tier quarterback, but that doesn't mean he's not a good quarterback. He's a winner.
They're afraid. He ain't no winner. That's why
he won't be viewed as a third-tier quarterback.
He's a third-tier quarterback. That's why they gave Ezekiel Elliott.
His contract's not going to say he's third-tier.
That's why they gave Ezekiel Elliott $50 million and said, please come back.
So
please.
Is Jared Goff a third-tier quarterback?
All I know is last year they had the third greatest offense in the history of the NFL last year.
Is Jared Goff a third-tier quarterback?
No, he's way better than Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, than Dak Prescott.
Then
Absolutely.
Why did they pay Todd Gurley so much?
Because Todd Gurley...
They weren't confident in Goff?
Todd Gurley is a great quarterback. I'm a great running back. That's
okay,
why.
Is Ezekiel Elliott a great running back?
No, but that's not... I'm talking about... Todd Gurley didn't hold out. Did he hold out, or did they just pay him? He didn't hold out.
Mic drop.
No, it ain't no mic drop.
Drop.
Do not play that.
This is a ridiculous take.
Iowa Sam, do not play that.
This is a ridiculous take.
Dump that out, Rob G. Dump that.
It's already been said.
I don't want anybody to hear that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And so now we are going to give you guys our preseason predictions.
AFC West.
Rob, in the AFC West, I'm going with the winner to be the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm actually picking the Los Angeles Chargers to make the wild card and get to the playoffs again.
We got the same teams, the wrong order. I have the Chargers winning the division this year and the Chiefs winning the wild card. Chiefs take a step back.
All AFC right. East.
In the AFC East, no-brainer. I think even Rob Parker will get this one right. New England Patriots.
I have the New England Patriots and the New York Jetropolitans winning a wild card from the AFC East.
Wow. That is surprising.
AFC South.
All right, Rob, this was your favorite team last year. I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars of Nick Foles.
I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts to rally around and bounce back. They have a really good team other than the changing quarterback. I like the Colts. I got them winning.
AFC North.
I got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, they lost some talent, but I think they've gained team chemistry, and they're going to bounce back with a vengeance this year. And I've got the Cleveland Browns, not in the Super Bowl, but in the playoffs as a wild card.
I have the Ravens. No Pittsburgh in the playoffs for a second straight year. They lost too much offensive firepower.
So who's your second wild card team?
I already picked the Chiefs and the Jets.
Okay. All right.
Right.
That's the AFC.
NFC West.
I've got a shocker here, Rob. And last week I was on First Things First and I made some picks, but you know how it is. You can change up until the games begin. So I've made some changes. I've thought long and hard about this yesterday. And I do see the Rams, as you do, I know, taking a step backwards. And I've got Seattle, just added Jadeveon Clowney. We all know that. I've got the Seahawks winning this division.
I don't have that step back like that. I got the Rams winning in the NFC West, and I have Seattle as the wild card.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday the Rams weren't going to make the playoffs. Maybe
no.
That was somebody else.
Okay. I didn't say that.
All right.
NFC East.
All right.
I said they weren't going to get to the Super Bowl.
I flipped. I changed my mind. Again, you can do it up until the games begin. So these are my official votes. I've got the Dallas Cowboys winning the NFC East and Philadelphia making the playoffs as a wild card.
I have the Eagles winning the NFC East.
NFC South.
I've got the New Orleans Saints taking this division.
I have the Saints by default. I'll go with the Saints.
NFC North.
Aaron Rodgers in a bounce-back year leads the Packers to the division title, and I think the Chicago Bears, on the strength of that great defense, and Mitchell Trubisky will be pretty good, they get the wild card.
I have the Packers winning the division, and the Bears, with their defense, they get the wild card. So my NFC wild card, Seattle and the Bears.
Are you racking these, Rob G?
I got them all. So just so we're clear,
because
I know that
this.
I know that we went through this pretty quickly. Chris Broussard does not have the Rams in the playoffs this year.
No,
that's amazing.
I had them yesterday.
Can we get a bet on that?
I think they're taking. They're falling back. No, I got a bet for you coming though.
So
I got a bet for you coming.
Bigger shocker,
believe
though.
You me.
Chris leaving the Rams out of the playoffs, or Rob Parker including the Jets.
I'm going with the Le'Veon Bell factor. I think he opens up Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold, if he doesn't play well, have a bust-out year, it'll be awful disappointing because I think Le'Veon should make him a better player.
All right, let's keep it moving and get to the individual awards.
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Rob, this is another shocker. The New York Giants, I think they'll make the quarterback switch. 5 games, maybe 8 games, 9 games into the season. Now, if it's that late, it won't be enough.
But I was gonna say, how could you be offensive rookie of the year?
I'm still going with Daniel Jones.
This is a stretch.
It's a stretch, but I'm going with him. I think Kyler's gonna be running for his life. Kyler Murray, so I'm going to go with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people in Vegas, of course, it's Kyler Murray. Everybody knows him and what he's done in college. But I'm with this is for you, Rob G. Josh Jacobs, the running back for the Oakland Raiders. A lot of people got a nice buzz about him. That's where I'm going. I'm going there.
All right.
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
It was a tough one because there are a lot of guys out there that I like. But I'm going to go with Nick Bosa of the San Francisco 49ers.
I got Devin White, the linebacker from the Buccaneers. They just love everything. Everything I've read about him is about his speed, his work ethic, and he knows the game of football. I'm going to go there.
He's a good one.
Offensive Player of the Year.
This one was simple. I know you don't see a lot of back-to-back MVPs in the NFL. Peyton Manning did it, I think, a couple times. Brett Favre did it. And I think Patty Mahomes is going to do it. So I got Pat Mahomes winning his second straight MVP award.
I got Aaron Rodgers in an absolutely great bounce-back season. Aaron Rodgers might throw 40 touchdowns this year. That's what I got, 40 for Aaron Rodgers.
So you guys have them both for Offensive Player of the Year. You got Mahomes and Rodgers, just so we're clear, because I know Chris just said MVP.
No, you meant offensive.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Offensive
All right.
Player of the Year.
Got him down here.
All right.
Yep.
Defensive Player of the Year.
I'm going to go with Khalil Mack. I think he's going to break that stranglehold Aaron Donald's had on the award the last couple years. And Khalil Mack,
I'm going to go
Chicago
with Aaron,
Bears.
Aaron Donald, third straight year. When all the players had to vote and talk about the best player in the league, his name comes up all the time. So until further notice, and he's not that guy and people don't think he is, I think he's going to win as long as he plays and keeps up. So I'm going to go with Aaron Donald.
Most Valuable Player.
All right, first let me say this, Rob Parker. You know that we've had a wing bet on Pat Mahomes throwing 40 or more touchdowns. I say he gets to 40 or more. You say 39 or less.
Yep.
Forget the wings. Let's put a pair of Jordan sneakers.
And I don't want to hear anything about this. He missed a game or something.
Nah,
none of that.
These are the rules. If he gets hurt, obviously, you know, it's off.
Why?
But no, if he gets hurt, I'm letting you know right now. If he gets hurt, if he plays 15 games, you know, and they sit him the last game for playoffs, whatever, I'm fine with that. But he's got to play at least 15 games. You with it or not?
No.
Really? No, because so I got to leave it out there that he could get hurt.
No, but when you make a bet in Vegas.
Nah, I'm not betting that. If he gets hurt, it's off.
Rob,
so if
G,
you don't want to do it, we won't do it.
If you were, I'm just
you
saying.
You don't even got to ask because not doing it if he gets hurt. So yeah, we just won't do it.
That's why I didn't take the Jordan bet for the same reason. That's not how you
what
make
Jordan
a bet.
What Jordan bet?
That was with the Jordan sneakers about them not making the playoffs because you put a caveat in there. You gave yourself escape clause.
But I said that after. When we made the bet, I thought it was understood. You didn't.
No, because
so
when you make a bet in Vegas.
We ain't Vegas.
All right,
we're two guys. They don't bet wings in Vegas either.
Not yet.
So if you don't want to do it, we ain't got to do it.
No, we'll just make
Great
it
cash,
wings.
Homie.
Let's just make it wings.
He chickened out.
No, I didn't chicken out.
You chickened out.
I didn't chicken out. I just don't.
How can you hold somebody to a bet if somebody gets hurt?
Because that's a part of football. That's what goes on in football.
Nah, stop. We ain't Vegas.
If he played 14 games, I don't get my sneakers, right? If he played 14.
He has to play 15
games. That's what I'm saying. So in football.
I mean, all you have to do is put that. Once that's out there and we both understand it, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
People make bets like that all the time. There's prop bets and stuff like that.
I'm going to take the wing bet. Let's just leave it at wings. We're good.
You know he's throwing 40-plus. Anyway, Patrick Mahomes, MVP.
I got Aaron Rodgers, the old comeback from last year, bounces back and does his thing, stays healthy, and plays the kind of football we know he can play.
Super Bowl.
All right, Rob Parker. Andy Reid finally will get it done, and the Kansas City Chiefs will beat the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs will beat the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
The Packers over the Chargers in the Super Bowl. Packers over the Chargers.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers gets his second Super Bowl en route to three in the second half of his career. So there it is, the first of three.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
The Cowboys could have made Ezekiel Elliott come to them and beg to get his job back if they just went 3-0. Jerry would have been in the driver's seat. They wouldn't have had to give Ezekiel Elliott $50 million and reset the quarterback market. That's what they did. That's what they claimed they weren't going to the running back market. That's what they said that they weren't going to do, Chris. They said they didn't care what the Rams gave Todd Gurley. They're not doing that.
And the only thing, Rob Parker, that got exposed was Jerry Jones was negotiating. Didn't believe a word he was saying.
Because he was strictly ripping him.
He was strictly negotiating, and that training camp means nothing. That's what got exposed. The fact that they decided to pay their best player, who happens to be a running back, money that he deserves, has nothing to do with them not believing in Dak Prescott, and you're about to find out in short order how much they believe in Dak Prescott, because they're going to give him about $33 to $34 million a year and maybe more guaranteed money than any quarterback in NFL history.
But that doesn't justify it. The Lions
it does.
Did it.
The Lions didn't believe in him, they wouldn't pay
the
him.
The Lions did the same thing with Matt Stafford,
because
who had zero playoff wins.
In Matt Stafford.
They don't believe in Matt Stafford. They had no choice. They're
really?
The same
Why
thing.
Not?
They have no choice.
They could have let him walk
no,
and they, won just as
no,
many games.
No, they couldn't have. They couldn't
Why
do
not?
It. He was their pick. He's their player. He was in line for that money because
Josh
he was the first
Rosen
overall
was
pick.
Arizona's pick. They
no,
moved
but
on.
They,
it happened.
And what did they have? They had somebody in the wings when they made the draft pick. They don't have anybody to do that.
It
who would be the Cowboys quarterback then if they
Rob,
did that?
You're making no,
no
sense.
I'm not.
Right.
No, I'm not.
You're making no sense.
Just
okay.
Because they gave
because
Matt Stafford the money.
Because the Rams made Todd Gurley the highest paid running back in history a year ago. Does that mean they didn't believe in Jared Goff?
No, because the difference
Because the Falcons made Devontae Freeman the highest paid running back in the league a few years ago. Did that mean they didn't believe in Matt Ryan?
Matt
no.
Ryan won an MVP. What are you talking
Jets,
about? How could you put
Jets,
Matt Ryan in? And
you put Pat Mahomes and Dak Prescott in the same sentence. So
how
stop
could you,
it.
No.
Because
did,
the Jets paid Le'Veon Bell. Does that mean they have no confidence in Sam Darnold?
No,
Your
but those guys,
off.
Those guys are holding out. Pittsburgh didn't pay Le'Veon. He held out. And my point is, they were desperate. They did not want to face those also-rans, those bad teams.
You don't know
with
that.
Just
You're
Dak Prescott. And you know
You're
I'm
making
right.
up a take.
That's
now,
why,
this
that's
no
why
way.
Skip was speechless. He knew I had him this morning.
He couldn't
and
believe
I have you
I'm
too.
I'm not Skip, and I'm not speechless
You're
at all.
You don't know what to say.
I'm shooting your arguments like a sniper.
No, no,
I don't
you're
know
not.
What to say. I've just given you about five arguments that crushed your
And none
your
of them
logic.
Make any sense.
Really?
Yes, I'm telling you.
But it makes sense that because the Cowboys paid the best running back in the league, the best money in the league for a running back,
Chris,
that they don't believe in their quarterback,
and
who they're about to make the richest quarterback in NFL history?
And you're
really?
The guy. You're the guy who all this whole
holdout
were the ones saying, oh, if I was Jerry, I'd play the first couple games without him.
That's me.
That's what you were saying.
He doesn't believe in his quarterback.
And then all of a sudden, Jerry, well, because he's afraid to go into those games, those cupcake schedule games without him.
How about because Zeke deserves the money?
No, I'm with that.
Is he the best running back in the
league? But that's not the reason why I paid him. If that was the case, he would have paid him a month ago, 2 weeks ago, Chris. He crumbled. He caved. That's the point.
This actually isn't a horrible deal. Now, I think Zach Zeke won because he got his $50 million guaranteed versus what he have, $12 million guaranteed.
You think he won? He won big time. There's any ifs, ands, or buts.
This deal does not break the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, over the 8 years, it's an average of little over $12 million a year. And that $15 million, even in 3 years, isn't going to be, you know, huge for running backs. So, again, Zeke won, but to act like this is going to crush the Cowboys? No, it's not. And they got him locked up for the next 8 years. So, your logic is way off.
It ain't way off. That's the reason that he got the deal why he got it now. Otherwise, Chris, he would have never had to have a – if they were going to pay him and make him the richest running back, they would have never had to pay him, never had to have him have a holdout, because they would have just acknowledged that he is the best running back in the league and paid a man. The only reason that they came around when they did was they didn't want to go into the season without him, because they don't buy into Dak Prescott being that quarterback.
Let me ask you this. When they paid in 1993, when they paid Emmitt Smith.
1993, the game was different.
Let me make the statement. When they paid Emmitt Smith, did they not believe in Troy Aikman? Didn't they feel like they had already won
a Super Bowl?
Right, precisely. So they already saw how good Troy Aikman was, but they still knew
it was
a different NFL,
and you know that, Chris.
They still knew they needed Emmitt Smith.
It was a different NFL.
Nah, stop it. Your logic is flawed.
No, it's not.
Because I gave you a prime
Dak
example.
Hasn't done anything, though.
They had a Super Bowl champion.
You can't even look at it the same way.
They had a Super Bowl champion quarterback, and they still knew they needed their all-pro running back.
It's a quarterback league now. It's a quarterback league. It ain't about running backs.
Running backs are a dime a dozen.
No, it wasn't.
Really? Running backs were big time back then. Then why haven't more running backs that led the league in rushing won Super Bowls if it was a running league back then?
It still was a running league. You had Barry
Dickerson
Sanders.
Was arguably the best you running had all back those we've ever guys. Seen. Did he win any Super Bowls?
No, but it was
Barry
still.
Barry Sanders was
they still
arguably
ran the ball
best
more.
We've ever seen.
Come
did
on,
he,
Chris.
Did
stop
he win it? No, I'm proving you wrong.
No, you're not proving
Simpson
me wrong.
Played two playoff
So
games.
Why'd they give him
Barry
carries
Sanders,
then?
Barry Sanders, how many did he play?
Why'd they give him carries then if they didn't need a running back back
because
then?
Because the analytics didn't tell him what it's telling them now. They didn't know. These great running backs throughout history.
You're talking about a quarterback who was a third-tier quarterback.
To Barry Sanders, who were great running backs. Eric Dickerson, who never won Super Bowl.
They don't believe in Dak, and that's why they had to get Ezekiel Elliott.
You don't believe in what you're saying.
I do believe that. They don't believe in him.
I've shot this argument down 9 different ways.
They don't believe in him.
This is unbelievable.
They don't believe in
him. Why are they going to pay him $33 million a year?
Because that's what the system calls for, and that's why he just happened to be in the right spot.
They may have just paid Zeke because that's what the system
called
for.
No, because he was already under contract and they could have waited 2 more years. He was under contract, Chris. That's why. They didn't have to pay him. They didn't have to pay him. They could have told him, we're not paying you no matter what.
Nah, they couldn't have because he's important to him.
He's better.
And just because they couldn't win he is more important. Well, he's not more important.
Yes, he is.
But
you just said
player.
It. He's more
he's
important.
A better, no, the quarterback is always the
no,
most important.
No, he's not. Not on
but
this team.
But he's a better player.
Not on the Cowboys.
You just saying this. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. I don't believe you believe it. Because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't. There's no way that makes sense. Just because they paid the best running back in the league, the best running back money means they don't believe in their quarterback? Yeah. When they're about to make the richest quarterback?
Yeah, they don't believe in him because
why are they going to make him the richest quarterback? That's the stupidest thing they could do if they don't believe in him.
Because that's why the system pays the quarterbacks who are next in line. That's what it is. It doesn't have anything to do with like a gesture ability.
Why didn't Washington pay Kirk Cousins?
They never believed in him. They gave him two franchise.
They didn't pay him.
No, but they gave him two. They gave him two franchise tags.
Right, and then they let. Why don't they franchise tag Dak then?
They should. I would do it.
Nah, but they believe in him.
They don't believe in him. That's why they.
That's the difference.
No, it ain't. That's why that they signed Ezekiel Elliott. That's why.
That's the tenth way I shot down.
No, they told him, "We're not paying you. We're not gonna.
We're lucky. I don't want.
We're not changing
them to get in the middle of this. We're not calling for.
We're not changing them.
I'm gonna kill your butt.
We're not changing the mic. I mean, we're not changing the running back salary scale. And then they just caved in.